Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll begin today in Iran, where the hope of Christ shines brightly amid deepening darkness. Then later, a spiritual warfare story from Pakistan that you won't want to miss. We'll unpack it for you in just a few moments. But first, this month, a UN fact-finding mission shared its report on human rights violations in Iran, linked to the protests that began after the death of Mahsa Amini in 2022. With a grim list that includes unlawful killings and murder, arbitrary deprivation of liberty, torture, rape, and gender persecution, this is the first time that the term crimes against humanity has appeared in an official report on the government of Iran. But Nazanin Baghestani with Heart for Iran says this won't change anything in the nation.
They already know they are violating the human rights. They don't care what the media says. They don't consider the West as a threat to them.
The report says that this repression is often linked to people's ethnicity or religion. Nazanin affirms that Christians are targeted by the government, especially Muslim background believers. People regularly phone Heart for Iran's 24/7 call center and choke out their horrific experiences.
You can hear the fear in the voice, the anxiety, the panic they're in.
Some post on social media despite the possible consequences of sharing their stories. You can help these brothers and sisters.
One thing, be a voice for them. And second, pray. Pray for their protection. Pray for this spirit of fear to leave them, and instead, spirit of boldness and courage for them to stand and speak up.
Next, churches in Belarus are under pressure today, but not for the first time, and not without faith in God. In early January, the nation's government passed a law that, among other things, requires churches to re-register with the government. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom called the law, quote, a setback to religious freedom in Belarus. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association.
As we have seen in various places across the former Soviet countries, this can be used to shut churches down if for whatever reason they apply for registration or re-registration and they don't get it.
Griffith says that within a few years after the Soviet Union dissolved, they began to see retrenching happening in various countries, with church restrictions slowly cropping up again. The Belarusian pastors SGA partners with are not faced by this latest threat of restriction because they've gone through worse challenges before, but they are prayerful. And you can join them in this.
The prayer by the churches in Belarus is that they will be able to go through this re-registration process and be able to continue to function. We certainly need to continue to lift them up in prayer as they navigate this and see God's wisdom.
Inform your prayers about Belarus. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, when unknown nations gospel workers entered a slum in Pakistan, a prominent witch doctor thought he was ready for them. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
Places where people are living amongst the trash. These are people groups. Most of them have never heard the gospel before, and they're controlled by witch doctors. When the Bible says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, that is a literal statement in the Bible, and that is real and active in Pakistan.
This witch doctor summoned two powerful demons to harm the Christians, but things didn't go as expected. He later told the Christians that he had seen the demons burn up before his very eyes.
He wanted to know what we did, and we said, sir, we didn't do anything. But the reason that those demons were burned up is because of Jesus and the power of God. And so we share the gospel with him, and this guy gave his life to Christ.
Praise God. This man immediately turned from his witchcraft. He's begun to learn God's word and be discipled by local Christian leaders who take action immediately in situations like this. This new brother in Christ faces danger from the people he once worked with who are not happy about his change of allegiance, and he needs your support in prayer.
Pray that this guy really just continues to keep his heart open up to the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.